Now, it may be that Trump may determine that he'd rather run against a damaged, creepy Joe Biden than crooked Hillary for the second term. But it's looking more and more likely like there's going to have to be a coup of some sort inside the Democrat Party so that Hillary, who is gassing up and waxing down and making look all nice and evil, her broomstick, Maleficent One, so that Hillary can ride into the rescue, and all of a sudden, it's the Thriller in Manila 2. It's Trump versus Hillary 2. The whole thing happens all over again. Now, here's the kicker. Hillary is damaged goods. There's investigations going on. Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch has two FOIA requests, one of them which has been granted, and there's an actual court in Mordor on the Potomac River. There's a court that has actually subpoenaed and ordered Mrs. Clinton, Hillary, to appear to give a deposition under oath on the email server that she claims she never had. Oh, that was just a little thing I used because I had emails between personal and private. I was just trying to divide the two. Yeah, bridges in Arizona over oceans are for sale too. Now, Mrs. Hillary Clinton got out of this one temporarily because another judge issued a stay or an injunction against the deposition or the grand jury testimony. I'm not sure which it was. In any event, that's been put on hold. That ain't going away either. We now know all sorts of stuff about Benghazi and what Hillary did that we did not know in 2016. We also now have we didn't have this in 2016. The feds now also have Antony Weiner's computer. People forget about all these things. King Dude never forgets about any of this stuff. The federales are in possession of the laptop of Antony Weiner. Why does that matter? He was married to Uma Abedin. Who is that? Hillary's chief of staff and rumored, you know. Oh, really? what was on the laptop? Well, according to the NYPD, who broke their silence, who saw it, and then were summarily dismissed, all sorts of email correspondence between Hillary and Uma Abedin and all sorts of world players discussing business that the State Department should not have been discussing. And they were discussing it on unsecured servers, meaning Yahoo, Google, et cetera, et cetera. How do you recover from any of this? You know, which is why I was laughing when Robert Mary publishes spellbinding prediction on Tuesday at the American fake conservative magazine site that Trump's toast. He will lose in 2020 because he's had no accomplishments. Ending the Mexico City policy would be good enough for me to vote for re-election. But as long as that stands, this remains to be seen how this pans out. But what if the Supreme Court decisions come down next or at the end of this month or early next month, 5-4 or 6-3 majorities to uphold Alabama, Georgia, and Louisiana's recent pro-life acts with Kavanaugh and Gorsuch voting in the affirmative. Now, if that happens, and I suspect that it will, because I don't think that Roberts is going to kibosh that. He may. I haven't really prayed upon it and asked the question. But I think that those laws are ultimately upheld. And if they do, well, then you have the coalition of pro-lifers lining up behind the most pro-life president in the history of the United States since it became necessary to be pro-life. That's Don John of Manhattan. That's why he's Don John of Manhattan. So all of this is adding up here to be one hell of controversy number one. So that's major. Now, just imagine the major political party candidate going into your convention, being asked to withdraw, and to have foreign governments threatening to put him on trial. Now, the Ukrainians have already filed charges. This is something else most people don't know. Biden has already been charged with corruption and interference in their political process, which in Ukraine, that's a treasonous offense. Now, he's not a Ukrainian citizen, so they can't try him for treason. But they do have other crimes against him. So anyone that thinks that, well, he'll just, I better charge, play. These people have power. They walk away. No, they're not going to just walk away. That's controversy number one, that you're going to need the Crusade Channel, and you're not going to have it because the public service ends Tuesday. Maybe if it looks that dire, we'll open it up for a couple of days. Crisis number two that's coming up, this is an easy one. The five states that I mentioned, all of a sudden, late September, early October, what happens? There is a spike. There is a new epidemic of corona COVID-19 cases appearing. It began outside of Philadelphia. It takes Tom Wolf all of 8 seconds to go like, oh, let's dust this off and change the dates. Let's see who we can with next. Same thing happens in Ohio. Same thing happens in Michigan, where Governor Dim Whitmer standing by. Oh, by the by, if it's not going to be Super Stacey Abrams as, what a joke that is, as vice president nominee, and the Democrats are committed to a woman, Kamala Harris is out. That ain't going to happen. Which one might make the most sense? It ain't Stacey Abrams. Gretchen Dim Whitmer. Ooh. Now, here's a political question for you. Can, if she's running for the vice president, can Governor Dim Whitmer dust off her executive orders when the corona hoax shamdemic rears its ugly head late September, early October, and Michigan is seeing thousands upon thousands of new cases and death is on the horizon? We have models where 40, 50,000 people may die if lockdowns aren't renewed in Michigan. Can Dim Whitmer still do that while running for the presidency, for the vice presidency? It's a question that Michiganders are going to have to answer. I don't know the answer to that, and I don't know who the lieutenant governor is of Michigan, but it would seem to me that Dim Whitmer's powers would probably fall into the hands of the lieutenant governor. But if it's a Democrat like her, well, then it would just be change the name and the date on the previous orders, and so be it. Okay, Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always on air and always online at crusadechannel.com. Continuing on our headlines for today, by the by, in the last hour, Mariana Barthold will be with us and present part four of Fatima's Signs and Secrets, how the apparitions and the miracle of the sun in 1917 in Fatima, Portugal, how do they relate to the corona hoax, corona coup that we are now in the middle of. Mariana will summarize all this and we'll make some conclusions. That'll be in the last hour. Meanwhile, call in line telephone number 844-527-8723. Speaking of those five states, let's go to Pennsylvania for a moment, shall we? Governor Wolf outlines plans to create Commonwealth Civilian Corona Corps to support fall COVID-19 recovery efforts. Now, I just finished telling you that we already know that they're going to do this.